driving you home with good music and great conversation. Welcome to the Vol FM Drive.
We've been talking about people that stealing your ideas and potentially succeeding with it, but what are some of the ways in which you can be protected? And in studio, we would like to invite and welcome to the show scholarly librarian Denise Nicholson. Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, and you?
We are good, thank you. So, Denise, I think, let's just start off with a bit of your background, man.
Okay, I'm the scholarly communications librarian at Wits. I run the scholarly communications and copyright services at Wits. I do all the copyright clearances for students here with the course packs.
Yeah.
I do lots of talks on copyright and plagiarism and publishing on campus and off campus. I've also been lobbying for 21 years for a more balanced copyright law.
21 years.
Our current law is 41 years old.
Sure.
So it's really in need of change.
So what I'm hearing is that you're responsible for the thick reading packs that we get.
I do the clearance, the copyright clearance
so
for
those. So if you didn't clear any of them, we wouldn't have reading packs?
Yes, or they would be infringed.
Oh, wow. you mentioned plagiarism there, and I think that's something that a lot of people know about, but they don't know about it. What exactly is plagiarism?
Plagiarism is actually taking someone else's work and presenting it as if it's your own without giving them the credit, crediting the correct source. It's basically stealing someone's words or images or copyright works.
Yeah. What is pretty dope is that on Wednesday, I believe, there's going to be an event that's going to be dealing with copywriting and this in particular. What exactly is happening on the seminar?
We have Professor Ruth Okadiji from Harvard Law School is coming as our keynote speaker. And then we have Justice Yak Yakub and a number of other professionals to speak about the new copyright bill and also decolonization of intellectual property in South Africa. So it's going to be a very interesting seminar. It's going to be streamed live and it's open to the public. We'll have opposers of the bill and supporters of the bill, so it should be a very interesting debate.
That's so cool. So it's going to be streamed. Where's it going to be streamed?
On YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's so dope, man. Let's talk about copywriting, because we talk about it, we hear about it, but what exactly is copywriting?
Well, basically, copyright is a form of intellectual property, which is a creation of the mind. You've probably heard of trademarks, patents, designs, and geographic indicators. Well, copyright is just one of the categories of intellectual property. Basically, copyright is a statutory monopoly given to authors and creators to protect their original works like books and journals, artworks, plays, etc., for a certain period of time. In general, the copyright term in South Africa is the lifetime of the author plus 50 years from the end of the year in which the author dies. So if you write a book at 20 and you die at 90, you've got 70 years protection while you're alive, and then your family has 50 more years if you're earning income from your copyright works.
Oh, wow.
And why would you say it's important to copyright your work?
Basically, authors and creators have the chance to protect their works. They have some exclusive rights. They are the only ones who can decide whether they want to publish, translate, amend, perform it on a stage, broadcast it. And it also gives them some form of income from their copyright works for that period of time. There are limitations and exceptions that are allowed in international treaties and in national copyright laws to balance the copyright law so that users of information and creators even who use material can use the copyright material as well.
That's really incredible, man. But let's talk around the law, right? You say that it's 41 years old. It seems like it's a bit outdated if it's 41 years old. But let's talk about that law in particular. How exactly, what is the issues in the surround copywriting?
Okay, copyright is national legislation based on the framework of international treaties that a country signs. But essentially, if you copy in South Africa, the copyright law in South Africa applies. If you copy in America, the American law applies.
Yeah.
South Africa is signatory to the Berne Convention and the TRIPS Agreement. So that gives us the framework for copyright in our national law, but it also allows limitations and exceptions for fair use of that material. As I said, it's 41 years old. It's very outdated. It doesn't address the digital world at all, obviously.
Sure.
It was really embraced the copyright, I mean, the photocopying environment at the time. Mm-hmm. It has no provisions for the disabled people. So essentially, we're in breach of our constitution and all the international conventions on human rights for disabilities. It has very few exceptions for education, and it has no exceptions for libraries and archives in the law, in the Act itself, but in the regulations, there's a few provisions for libraries to basically to preserve material and share material with between libraries, but we cannot digitize, we cannot format shift, we cannot share material broadly because we have very strict outdated copyright laws.
Honestly, that sort of blows my mind that libraries are sort of
added on afterwards.
Yeah, because that would certainly be the gatekeepers of our knowledge.
Exactly.
Wow, and not being able to transfer it, especially given the fact that, well, I don't think that this would that it would necessarily apply to books and all of that, but recently there was a fire that took place in a warehouse over in the United States, and a lot of masters of CDs and stuff were burnt in this fire, and it is impacted because they did not digitize it at all. And as we move into a space where we could actually have these copies that would be digitized, that would potentially be an extra barrier of keeping our knowledge safe, and yet we don't have law regulations around that.
No, and the new bill that we have has got a lot of appropriate exceptions for libraries and archives, as well as museums and galleries, because they have never been catered for, where you can digitize for preservation and access purposes. This here has got a whole room of VHS tapes. We can't use them because the technology is outdated. And we can't transfer them onto DVDs, for example. I've tried to get permission. Some will give, some won't. But the new law will allow that, because as technologies change, we have to convert. Otherwise, they're inaccessible.
Yeah.
So that will be allowed in the new bill.
And what are the judicial consequences for people who do not comply with these copyright laws?
Currently, there are civil and criminal provisions. The current law provides for a fine up to 5,000 rand per infringement, or up to 3 years imprisonment for the first conviction. And then the maximum fine and or imprisonment penalty for the second conviction is 10,000 and or 5 years. That's the current law.
When you say per infringement, is that per page or per document?
Well, per document.
Every document that you copy in, you know, illegally.
Oh, wow. Imagine Wits had to actually do that with all of the textbooks that we get. And wow. Honestly, that's a little scary.
Just don't copyright.
I think that's the whole point behind it.
Yeah. One thing that people should know is that you cannot copy a whole book or a whole journal issue.
Yeah.
Or even a major part of that without permission. And some people think that it's cheaper to copy a textbook than to buy it. It's very often not. Besides it being illegal to do that, it costs for toners, ink, paper, your time, and money, which students don't always have.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Thank you so much for joining us, Denise, and we look forward to seeing you at the event on Wednesday.
Yes, can I just give you some details about it?
Yes, so, perfectly, because we want to know where it is.
Okay, it's
and
in
what
the
time
Senate room. Mm-hmm. Senate room in Solomon Mahlangu House at Wits on the East Campus. If you want to attend or tell your friends about it, please RSVP as soon as possible, because they're obviously getting the numbers together now. The site you can RSVP on is https://www.re-createza, that's CREATEZA.org. Stoke events. Mm-hmm. And that is where you'll be able to RSVP and find out more information about it. There is another event in Cape Town, not as many high-powered speakers, but anybody in the Cape Town area, it'll be at UCT on the 8th in the afternoon, and they can find that out from UCT itself.
You know what we will do is we will go and tweet out the link and everything, so people will be able to have a look.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Denise, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So that was, of course, scholarly librarian Denise Nicholson telling us a bit about copyrights and the ways in which the law is both outdated and potentially how it can keep us safe and protected. Drive.